Looking for a global response. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Ukraine's foreign minister imploring the world to respond to Russian aggression against his country. Dmitry Kuleba meeting with President Biden and Secretary of State Blinken.
The world must respond with all its economic might to punish Russia for the crimes it has already committed.
President Biden announcing sanctions against Russia.
The president's plan to stop Putin in his tracks, financial punishment on Russian banks and oligarchs. Republican critics are not impressed. And the impact of a Russian invasion will be felt far from the front lines. The U.S. homeland may be most vulnerable to rising energy costs.
I want to limit the pain the American people are feeling at the gas pump.
And Russian cyber attacks. The White House insists they're ready for Russian retaliation.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. The president also repositioning some U.S. troops already in Europe, ordering them to take up defensive positions in Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia because of Russian troops in neighboring Belarus. The Pentagon has approved the deployment of 700 unarmed National Guard troops to Washington, D.C., as the city prepares for a possible trucker's convoy to coincide with the president's State of the Union message next Tuesday evening. Jury instructions are expected in the morning in the federal trial of three Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights by not stopping Officer Derek Chauvin from applying a restraint that proved to be fatal. A military contractor's helicopter has crashed at a missile range in Hawaii, killing all four aboard. Singer Elton John shaken during a mid-air emergency aboard his private jet on a flight from Britain to the U.S. The plane lost hydraulic power at 10,000 feet over Ireland. Turning around into a storm, the plane made an emergency landing in Britain on the third try. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
A California prison inmate admits to running a million-dollar unemployment fraud scheme from behind bars.
Darryl Richmond pleaded guilty to counts of conspiracy and ID theft in an employment insurance scam worth about $25 million in claims. Richmond, an inmate at Kern Valley State Prison in Delano, and several accomplices in and out of prison, used people's identities unknowingly to submit jobless claims in California. Prosecutors say he accounted for more than $1 million in claims. Richmond is scheduled to be sentenced in September. He could face more than 20 additional years in prison. Seven other people have charges pending in this case. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case of a Colorado web designer who claims her religious beliefs prevent her from offering wedding website designs to gay couples. But Colorado state law calls that discrimination. Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth still has mild COVID symptoms and has canceled her upcoming engagements. The 95-year-old monarch has been vaccinated and boosted. The palace says she'll continue with light duties for the next week. The country's third largest newspaper being criticized for a crossword puzzle clue.
The New York Times taking heat for taking a shot at capitalism in its daily crossword puzzle. In Tuesday's edition, the clue for column 49 down was vice encouraged by capitalism. Greed was the answer, and critics quickly pounced, calling out the paper for suggesting that capitalism enables greed. One Twitter user jokingly wrote, "Fun fact, in socialist and subsistence economies, no one is ever greedy for anything." Another tweeter accused the paper of hypocrisy, writing, "New York Times charges for their crossword puzzle. Isn't that an example of capitalist greed?" One user didn't understand what all the fuss was about, noting, "It's just a crossword puzzle." Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.